All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. We thank you for the love of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. Lord, we magnify your name, and Lord, I say thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your love, thank you for your mercy, thank you for your grace, thank you for your compassion. And Lord, I bless your name today. Lord, you're good and your mercy endureth forever. Lord, you are good and your mercy endureth forever. And Lord, I praise you and I magnify you. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for the blood of Yeshua that was shed for the remissions of our sins. I thank you that our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you, Lord, and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I glorify your name, Lord. You're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all honor. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are the King of Kings and you are the Lord of Lords. You are the Alpha and you are the Omega. You are the Almighty God, and I give you praise and I give you glory and I give you honor. I thank you for your precious Holy Spirit. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing to drive out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity in the name of Yeshua. Lord, let the healing power flow today in Yeshua's mighty name. Let yokes be destroyed because of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We take authority and we bind the spirit of oppression and depression in the name of Yeshua. And we cut and sever the cords and the ties in the name of Yeshua. We break the generational curse of depression and oppression and suicidal ideations. We come against that right now in the name of Yeshua. We break that power. We cancel the assignment of the enemy in Yeshua's mighty name. And let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let the glory of the Lord be revealed in the name of Yeshua. We speak life, we speak healing, we speak deliverance, we speak a refreshing, Lord God, to those that need to be refreshed. Let the power of the Holy Spirit rest upon your people. Let the glory of the Lord fill the place. Let the glory of the Lord fill the place where they're living, where they're dwelling, where they're listening today. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you for the strong man of mind control and depression and oppression being bound in the name of Yeshua. I thank you, Lord God, for toppling the thrones of the enemy and sending your mighty angels to push back the forces of darkness, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that the glory of the Lord might be revealed, that lives would be changed, that people would be healed and delivered and set free by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, release your power, release your anointing in a great and a mighty way. God, I thank you for granting healing. God, I thank you for granting deliverance. God, I thank you for doing it in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Lord, let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And I vow to give you all the glory and all the honor in the precious and the mighty name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome straight from his word. As always, it's a blessing to be here with you once again to share the word of God. Truly, we serve a mighty God. God is good. God is great. And he's worthy to be praised. So the first time, this is God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. Give it to you straight with no sugar added. Saints, we're living in the last days. We're living in perilous times. Return of the Lord Jesus. Yeshua is imminent. We have to be diligent, to be steadfast, to be about the Father's business, pressing our way into a kingdom of God, having a desire to be in a relationship with him, to know him as our Lord, as our Savior, and as our Redeemer. God has been good to us. We have been redeemed. The power of sin has been broken over our life. We have victory today in Christ Jesus, in Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah. Whew, man. Saints, we gotta press. We gotta press. We gotta keep pressing. We gotta keep moving in the things of God and having a desire to serve and to seek him. God, we need revival. God, we need revival. I'm just praying that God would stir in the hearts of the people to see that we need revival. We need God to break forth, break out. We need God to do some things. Too many people are walking around and too many people are walking around in bondage and in captivity. And there are too many, so many people that don't know Christ. And we need to press our way into the kingdom of God and just allow the Spirit of God to take over, to lead us and to guide us and to show us the way so that we can be conformed to the image of Christ and be soul winners for him in these end time events. There are so many people that don't know him and need to have a relationship with him. And I just want to see God move. I want to see lives change. I want to see people converted to Christ. But we are engaged in a spiritual conflict. There is a spiritual warfare that is taking place. And we in the body of Christ, we need to become aware of what is taking place. We've been in this series, The Temptation, The Conflict, the Spiritual Warfare series, on how to recognize how the enemy works and how things be happening in the spiritual realm. And it moves open to the natural realm when all hell begins to break loose around you. You can say, oh my God. And then so when it happens, you are equipped and you know how to stand. You know how to fight. You know how to resist the enemy when the enemy is showing up and the enemy is just doing everything to make your life miserable. You heard me say this. We need to be more militant in the body of Christ. We need to have an urgency. We need to have more boldness to proclaim the Lordship of Jesus Christ and not be ashamed and afraid to speak up when we see injustices done. Saints, we got to do better. And we got to get to the place to where we're saying, okay, Lord, I'm living for you. My life is in your hands. Lord, you sent your son to die for me on the cross. You redeemed me. And I need to make a difference. Wherever God you have placed me, I need to make a difference. We were in 1 Samuel chapter 8, and we were talking about, and we've been talking about this for the last, probably last month or so, on how the evil kings, evil rulers, and the leadership that can lead people astray and lead them into rebellion will cause the whole country to suffer. And what happened with the nation of Israel, who was in 1 Samuel chapter 8, in recognizing the fact that when Adam and Eve failed, it introduced independence, rebellion, and disobedience and stubbornness. And as a result of that, the doors were open for the enemy to come in and to take people into captivity and into bondage. And we read, I think in a couple of broadcasts ago, we realizing that Israel is still the apple of God's eye. They are still God's chosen people. You know, we've had the replacement theology to try to just, you know, replace them. No. They're still the apple of God's eye. The end time events, all the things that we see happening and taking place in the end time events is going to be centered around the nation of Israel during the tribulation period, the great tribulation period. It's not going to be about the church because the church is not going to be here. It's going to be about the nation of Israel. It's going to be about the Jewish people and realizing the fact that all of the events and things that are setting up for the end time events is related to Israel. But one thing about the nation of Israel, because they were chosen by God, set apart by God, they walked in rebellion and stubbornness and disobedience. God came down himself on Mount Sinai, gave them the Ten Commandments. They heard God speak, and yet they still fell into rebellion and disobedience and idol worship. It was idol worship that got Israel in trouble with God. It is idol worship today in modern times that creates a breach between the people of God, believers, because we have set up idols in our hearts and we are worshiping at the altars of our Holy Spirit. Yeah. Our athletes, our sports teams, our churches, our ministries, our pastors, even our families, our marriages, whatever your gifting might be, we have set up these altars of worship and idol worship. And when God came down and he spoke to them, he made it very, very clear. Let's go there to Exodus chapter 20 real quick. For those that did not hear that broadcast, that's why we call this program Straight From His Word. I hope somebody gets excited about this. And you hear me say this, saints. It says, it was real. The children of Israel, they experienced God's manifest presence. They saw what he did with the plagues. They lived through it. This is not a theoretical principle. They lived through it, and they saw God come down on Mount Sinai. They saw this visibly. They saw this. You hear me, saints? And look at this. It says here, oh, my God. Can you imagine if God came down on Mount Rainier and said, I want to meet with you? God made a decision that he wanted to meet with the nation of Israel after he had brought them out. And they understand that they had always seen him talking to Moses. But God said, I want to make myself known to them. And he said, and he came down on the mountain with the trumpet sounding. Here, I got to read this because this is powerful to me. That's why I keep reading it, because eventually we will get it. It says, I'm going with Exodus 19, verse 16, then we'll go right back into Exodus 20 here. It says, and he said unto the people, verse 16, and it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with God. And they stood at the nether part of the mount. And you heard me say this, that when we say we're going to church, no, we're going to worship. And it's our jobs as pastors and preachers and teachers and prophets and evangelists is to bring people into the place where they're having a meeting with God. They're having an encounter with God. I pray that every time you listen to Straight From His Word, that you have an encounter with the Lord through His Word, that He speaks to you. And that when it's all said and done, that you have a desire to seek Him more, to draw closer to Him, and that you take something from the teaching that was taking place. And it says, in the mountain of Sinai was altogether on smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked. There was an earthquake. Can you imagine visibly seeing the people would die? I'm amazed nobody dropped dead. In today's society, people would be having heart attacks, strokes, using the bathroom on themselves. People couldn't take it, you know, because I think about this. I talked about this a couple of broadcasts ago, about how the tornadoes, when you see the tornadoes and the funnel clouds come down. I grew up in Oklahoma and Texas, and whenever there was a tornado watch and tornado warning, I would go and stand out and look to see if I could see the funnel cloud. You know, I was a tornado. I was a little chaser and watcher at a young age. And just seeing that power and that cloud on the ground, and there are some scary-looking tornadoes. This is what they were seeing, but it was God cloaked coming down to have a meeting with them, to have a conversation with them. God said, I got something I want to tell you. I got something I want to give you personally so that there's no doubt that you know that I'm God. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and God answered him by a voice. And the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai on top of the mount, and the Lord called Moses up to the mount, and the mount, and Moses went up. And the Lord said unto Moses, look, go down, charge the people, don't try to break through, and don't try to see me, because they do, they're going to die, because God is holy. They had this visible manifestation of God coming down, God speaking to Moses. They heard God's voice. And then when we jump to Exodus 20, and God spake all these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. God was making a declaration. I am the one that brought you out. Don't get it twisted. Don't look to nothing else. Remember, I am the one who brought you out. I am the one who has delivered you. In other words, your allegiance should be to me and only me. And he makes it plain. He says, thou shalt not have no other gods before me. Do not put anything before me. He says, you shall not make unto thee a graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven and above, that is in the earth beneath it, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children to the third and the fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He says, look. See, God declares the end from the beginning. He was making it plain and letting them know, I'm your God. Don't create something. and try to make it look like me. Don't bow down and worship something, a rock, a stone, a carved image. Do not do it. Because, first of all, it's demonic, but it's not me. God makes a declaration in Isaiah. He says, I am God, and beside me there is no. He says, I have no equal. And he does it. Part of the problem that we have brought into Satan's scheme is that his kingdom and his authority is equal to God, and it's not. Satan, Lucifer, Haleel, which is his actual name in Hebrew, is a created being by the Creator, the Lord God Almighty. The kingdom of darkness is not even close with being on par with the kingdom of God. Everything that goes on in the kingdom of darkness is subject to the kingdom of God. And it is subject to the kingdom of God first and foremost because God is God. Satan, Lucifer, is not a god. He wanted to be like God. That's why he got kicked out. But recognizing the fact that the God of the Bible, the Creator of the universe, made a way, made a provision for you who did not know him to become his son and daughter when you made a profession of faith and you accepted what Yeshua, what Jesus did on the cross at Calvary. And you acknowledge that he is the Son of God and that he died on the third day and rose again. And he is now seated at the right hand of the Father. Why? Because God loved you. God did not want you to perish. We do that by faith. The children of Israel saw God, heard God speak, and yet still walked in rebellion and disobedience. And chose not to follow him and to serve him. Now, when we go back into 1 Samuel chapter 8, after all of the miracles, after all of the signs, after all of the wonders, God's feeding them manna from heaven and doing all of those things, then God help us. And they got into the promised land and they got corrupted, and he gave them warning after warning after warning, telling them, look, let me tell you, do not adhere to these customs and these things of these pagan nations, because they will cause you to fall away from serving me and walking in a covenant relationship with me. And when we get to 1 Samuel chapter 8, which is where we were at last week, this rebellious nature that was birthed in the garden, and we still have a lot of rebellious, stubborn, disobedient people in today's society right now. And it says in 1 Samuel chapter 8, the people wanted a king like all the other nations. Now, saying that's crazy. You hear me? That is crazy when God himself chose them, brought them out of bondage. Just like when Jesus died for us, we were delivered. We were set free. But we still want to go and be like everybody else and fall into idol worship after things that is not going to profit us, that's going to cause a breach in our relationship between us and God. And this is where we've missed it. And this is what we're seeing happening and taking place today. You see, with all of the uproar of the overturning of Roe v. Wade, that's because the altar of Moloch, sacrificing children, was dismantled. And so the enemy is angry about that. And you know, any people that are promoting, supporting abortion, which is murder, it tells you their heart condition, that they're on the enemy's, they're in the enemy's camp. They're doing the enemy's work. They're doing Satan's business. And that's why we got to recognize when your political leaders, I had to keep coming back to it, when they're advocating to doing everything they can to try to protect, and they clean it up and they use reproductive rights, they use all this terminology to make it soft, when reality is child sacrifice to the demon Moloch. When Roe v. Wade was instituted by falsehood, there was deception involved. It was bad law in them anyway.
Over 63 million babies, blood is crying out, have been aborted since Roe v. Wade was instituted and became law. And it was bad law, and it should have never happened. But Satan was behind it because he come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And now you have political leaders and people upset because their altar and their place of worship has been brought down. There are so many different altars of worship today that we don't realize and recognize because we have caught up with the spirit of the world, and we can't see. Even the climate change movement, that's an altar of worship, because they worship nature instead of worshiping the creator of nature. Do you follow me, saints? I know I'll probably lose some listeners on this. I'm just trying to break it down and show you the application of what we're dealing with here, that it brings a breach between us and God. Because I'm just going to drop it and just tell you, the Bible tells us what's going to happen to the planet. Oh, if you listen to them lying politicians, oh, we're going to do this, the planet's going to be, no. It tells us in Revelation what's going to happen to the planet. The planet is going to be destroyed, first of all, by fire, and God is going to be the one to destroy it. But it's going to be disrupted and suffer hardship and begin to be dismantled during the tribulation, the great tribulation period, because of all of the stuff that's going to be hitting and all of the meteors and all of the things that are going to be coming down. Oh, God. That's when it's going to get bad. Yeah. But if you've never read Revelation, you've never read the Bible, you wouldn't know about that. That's why you got to read the book. Get in the Word. And I know some of you are like, Pastor, Preacher, are you really saying that? Yeah, we'll go there. We'll jump there, and I'll show you some scriptures. And you can be like, oh, my gosh, my goodness. But look at this. Israel, rebellious, independent, stubborn. 1 Samuel 8:1 says, and it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Now the name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of the second Abiah. And they were judges in Beersheba, and his sons walked not in the ways, but turned aside after money and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel themselves together came to Samuel unto Ramah, and he said unto them, behold, you are old, and your sons walk not in thy way. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Look, we want to be like everybody else. We don't want to be under God's rule. We don't want to be under God's authority. And you've heard me say this. One of the reasons that God has blessed the United States of America is because we have been a protector over Israel. And God made a promise. Those who bless you, I will bless. Those who curse you, I will curse. And the reason that we became the most prominent and most powerful nation is a result of our relationship with the nation of Israel, standing in the gap and protecting them. That's why God has given us so much favor. But see, we need to recognize, saints, that we have to get to the place that we understand and see things from a biblical worldview, that this spirit of idol worship and idolatry has caused a breach. And God, when he sent his son Jesus to die for us on the cross at Calvary, it was to repair that breach so we could come to him and recognize that he is God and that we can become his sons and his daughters. When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, his death was sufficient enough to bring us back into the fold. Saints, be praying for me here, Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves on you to bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. Know that Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Messiah, is Lord and return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones, that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive your gospel. Remember, I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Yeshua is Lord.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word. with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.